Hello and welcome to the new and improved You Don't Know Jack. My name is Hubert Maitland, and this is my esteemed co-host, Chris Brown. Esteemed. There cannot be a more esteemed co-host than my co-host, Chris Brown.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, you know, being here.
You're a co-host, so, I mean, it's not like you're not going to be on.
I've got a one-year contract, so you can fire me at any time. Or I guess just one like, episode pot contract.
Just like Chris Jones, one-year contract?
Yeah, you know. I feel like you can just let me go at any point in time.
I feel like I asked for a five-year contract.
You want me to sign a five-year?
Yeah, I think I need you for 5 years. I'll pay you
$275 million, like Joe Burrow.
Let's start out with $2.75 and see how that goes. Let's grow from there.
I'll take that times 100,000.
That's what my bank account, that's what my business bank account can afford right now is $2.25. Anywho,
it's good to be back, man. It's good to be back.
Yeah, we're gonna talk a little sports. We're gonna do this new platform. We're not gonna stay online. We're you know, like COVID is over. We're gonna go back in person. We're gonna have some new stuff coming for you guys. So
yes, sir.
So just stay tuned, and we're gonna blow some minds, you know, just like the Giants blew everybody's mind when they couldn't score a single point in their opening game, but we'll get there a little later. Chris,
yeah, how about them Cowboys?
Chris,
yes, Q.
I just want to ask you.
What's up?
I know that neither of us like the state of New York as far as football teams. But do you feel kind of sad for the Jets right now? How sad do you feel? How deep in your heart? How do you feel about the Jets right now?
Good question. Well, so I guess we should, you know, introduce what happened. So the
everybody knows. I'm just kidding. Nobody knows. Man, you're right. Just Aaron Rodgers.
If you've been living under a rock and you don't know, Aaron Rodgers signed with the New York Jets over the summer, you know, this offseason. And that was a huge deal. You know, the Jets have not been very good in a very long time. And obviously, a quarterback of Aaron Rodgers' caliber would really seem to move the needle and hopefully propel the Jets to at least a playoff berth, you know, this postseason. So it seemed like all the pieces were coming together. You know, they even signed Dalvin Cook from he previously with the Vikings. You know, they got the second year man. He's second year, right, Garrett Wilson?
Second year, yes, I believe.
Yeah, second year. Sauce Gardner, a young up-and-coming, incredibly talented cornerback, you know, so on and so forth. They got guys everywhere, playmakers everywhere. The big piece, the big key there is having a good quarterback. So you get somebody like Aaron Rodgers and, you know, you feel like the sky's the limit. There's just endless potential, and maybe, you know, he'll get that chance to get to the playoffs and compete for a Super Bowl. But at the end of the day, it's the Jets franchise. It is the New York Jets, Jets. I feel like they're the East Coast Cleveland Browns, but, you know, honestly, I can't even say too much about the Cleveland Browns right now, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Yeah. They crushed my Bengals. But yeah, like it's very sad. They had so much hope. They were incredibly optimistic as a fan base, which can get really annoying really fast. I felt like they were on the verge of becoming the new Cowboys fans. And yeah, four plays into the game, Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. He seems to have some sort of ankle injury, gets up, then has to sit back down on the turf, and you can tell that he's in pain, and it's just not, you know, it's not good. Not good at all. It's so funny. I saw it. Well, it's not funny. Excuse me. You know, praise for A-Rod. But I saw it happen and I was like, it looks like his ankle might be hurt. And sure enough, it was not the ankle, but we find out it's the Achilles. What do you think about this, man? This is just a horrible series or turn of events there. It's just like the Jets fan base needed something to be happy about. And man, they can't catch a break.
Yeah. First of all, I can tell you one person that truly knows. I mean, there's a lot of people that can probably relate, but one person that can truly relate to what Aaron Rodgers is going through, and that's Kevin Durant, because he went through the same injury, in motion, popped the Achilles.
Yep.
And you know, it was gruesome. Because
very,
you know,
yeah, I
was,
very similar.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that jerk in the leg, and Twitterverse or Xverse or whatever they want to call it, the fans can zero in on stuff very quickly. Because I saw a video of the moment when it popped. You know, he was being stepped on by I forget the defender's name, but you know, he you could see that he kind of torqued it a little bit going to the ground, and mm-hmm. you saw that initial pop, and he got up like a warrior. He got up, but then he went back down immediately. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's one of those things where you're 39 years old. And you know, you were already talking about retirement, what, 2 or 3 years prior, maybe a year prior,
mm-hmm.
saying I don't know what the future is going to hold. I'm thinking about retirement, and then mm-hmm. this happens. I honestly think this is the curtain call. This is it. I mean, this it's hard for a 25-year-old that gets an Achilles injury. And not just the Achilles injury, a complete tear of the mm-hmm. Achilles. It's hard for a 25-year-old to come back and be like, okay, I'm gonna strive to be better, and I'm gonna strive to come back stronger. At 39 years old,
mm-hmm.
I'm 34. I had to think about that for a second. I'm 34. And it's just hard for me to get up in the morning sometimes. You know,
yeah, man.
So
the knees don't work like they used to.
You know, so imagine having to put work into an injury. That's a career. That's a career right there. More power to him if he does decide to come back. I mean, he definitely has the tenacity. I mean, he's one of the greatest professionals, but one of the best quarterbacks. You know, he's very talented. He works hard, but mentally, I check out, to be honest with you. But you know, that's why he's where he is, and that's where I am.
I mean, yeah, you bring up a good point about his competitive edge. You know, like he's one of those guys that he'll put in the work, and he's always got a chip on his shoulder. And in a lot of ways, if he hadn't been injured in some seasons and hadn't fought with his coach in some seasons, then you know, maybe he would have won more than one Super Bowl by now. But the knock on Aaron Rodgers is that he's only won one Super Bowl. He's got all the individual awards you can ask for, but he only has a single Super Bowl. And so even Eli's got two. So, you know, he's competing.
Eli!
He's a competitive guy, and he's trying to solidify himself as one of the, you know, top quarterbacks to ever play the game. And this, in my opinion, this run with the Jets, whether or not he won a Super Bowl, was going to be important because, you know, it was on him, right? You can't blame coaches. You can't blame teams. Like, this is your chance now. Just like Tom Brady proved he's a GOAT by going to Tampa and winning one, he had the chance here with the Jets to do some good things. So all that to say, I feel like he's going to want to come back. However, seeing what Kobe Bryant went through with his Achilles at an advanced age, his Achilles injury. I think he was 36 or so when he had that Achilles injury. I just don't. Football is a different sport, but I just don't know if Aaron is going to be able to return and play at a high level. So if I had to give, like, if there was an over under, will Aaron come back for one more year? I would say, yeah, probably, you know, well, that's a horrible over under. We'll say 1.5 years. So under, yeah, I think he'll come back for maybe 1 year. I don't see him playing, you know, till Tom Brady's age, 42 or 44, or whatever it was. So yeah, we'll see, man. It's sad in so many ways, so many ways.
Yeah. I mean, prayers for Aaron, like a first name basis, Mr. Rogers, not Mr. Rogers neighborhood, but just mm-hmm. Mr. Rogers. Prayers for him too.
It's not a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah. So, I mean, we lost a good one. I'm not trying to say that he's dead or anything. I'm just saying on the football field, we lost a good one. So, Jets fans, I feel sorry for you. Next year is always another good year because you could always tank and get one of the 75 quarterbacks that are going to be amazing coming from college football. So, you know.
Yeah, just imagine if they get Caleb Williams or something like that. That'd be crazy.
I mean, but that's what we thought about Zach Wilson.
Yeah, that's true.
Zach never really panned out. So,
speaking of Zach Wilson.
What about Zach Wilson?
Oh, I thought you were going to get into the stats.
Oh, no.
So, Zach? We didn't Zach talk about Wilson? The game.
That's true. We should probably talk about the game.
Yeah.
I should talk
so about yeah, this was the Sunday night game, the Jets versus the Buffalo Bills. You know, again, obviously going to be a marquee matchup at the beginning of the season. You know, it doesn't mean a whole lot week one, but Josh Allen supposed to be this big time quarterback. You know, Buffalo Bills always have expectations of winning the Super Bowl. And then you got the Jets with their new superstar quarterback, both teams in the AFC, so they might meet later on in the playoffs. So a lot of hype around this game, and
like we said, it did disappoint.
Yeah, it definitely did disappoint. Like we said, Aaron Rodgers goes down four plays into the game. Zach Wilson comes in. He goes 14 for 21, 140 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
Let's just say that Zach Wilson didn't throw the touchdown. Garrett Wilson threw it to himself and caught it. So let's give the touchdown where the touchdown is due, because it wasn't Zach. It was Garrett doing all the work.
You know, I'll take it whatever way I can get it. I have Garrett Wilson on my fantasy team, so I needed all six of those points, man. I won 77-76. It was a horrible game. Horrible game, but hey, won. A win's a win. A win's a win.
Exactly.
A win's a win.
Exactly. I won too, and it was definitely prettier than yours, I think.
Oh, I won. Without a doubt, man. I had running back out and everything.
Yeah, well, mine left. One of my running backs left in the third quarter, but he already had got me 10 points. So I was like, thanks for your service.
See you later.
But he is also out for the season, so I've got to go pick up a scrub and see if he'll get me like at least 5 points.
Well, I mean, the good news is it's week two now officially, starting tomorrow. So
yeah,
you know, a scrub is, you know, probably going to be an excellent player with true. All these reps that they're getting now. All that these second string guys are going to be in there full time.
That is true. I probably get some off of Dallas's practice squad or Dallas's second string, because you know, if they're gonna be killing folk like mm-hmm. that, I'll probably get some good points.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, man. So yeah, it was a crazy game all around. Oh, speaking of running backs, the Jets running back, what's his name?
Breece Hall.
Oh my goodness. 10 attempts, 127 yards. He was just killing the Buffalo defense. Who I think is a little banged up, right? Was Von Miller playing during that game?
I think Von Miller's out until at least the first four games.
He's
on IR or something.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, not the full strength Buffalo Bills defense, but I mean, this guy was close was enough. Cooking.
He was cooking them.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook chipped in 13 attempts, 33 yards. So, you know, they had a good run game to support what Zach Wilson tried to do, and they ended up winning the game in overtime in spectacular fashion on a punt return walk-off. Final score, 22-16. You want to take the Bills, man?
Yeah, I'll take the Bills because I had the Bills defense and I had the Bills second string tight end. But none of that's going to get talked about today. What we're going to talk about is the major headline. Josh Allen, the man that makes everything go. He's in the top three in quarterbacks. He is a legend in Bills folklore. He is the Tim Tebow 6.0. He is the one that cannot lose, and yet he threw three interceptions to the same person on the defense. I feel like Stephon Diggs is number one, wide receiver number one, and then forget Whitehead. CJ Whitehead? Is it CJ Whitehead? Let me fact check that real quick. I know it's Whitehead. Jordan Whitehead, excuse me.
Yeah.
Fact check that real quick. Jordan Whitehead was the second favorite receiver of the night.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times their connection is real. Their chemistry is real, and they're on two opposite teams.
Yep.
So I feel like they need to sign Whitehead to play wide receiver for the Bills. Yeah, I don't understand what Josh Allen was doing. I feel like he was in midseason form when it came to playing hero ball. Mm-hmm. He tried to do too much. You know, when the game was kind of in, it was in play the whole entire game. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, I mean, the Jets couldn't do anything. Obviously, thank you to Zach Wilson, but, the Jets were the Jets, and all he needed to do was take what the offense gave him. Then you run a little bit, you know, it was quite simple, and yeah. he made it harder than it needed to be. So, This game is, I would say, 96.275% on precision. Josh Allen's shoulder.
Allen doesn't have.
Oh, it was precision. It was precisely to the defense. But yeah, it was just one of those things where I was just baffled because, I mean, a top three quarterback, everybody's singing your praises the whole entire offseason, and you come out with a bum performance throwing the ball to the defense three times. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know where they go from here. I really don't.
Yeah, Josh Allen ends the night 29 for 41, 236 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions, and a fumble lost. So four total turnovers. You know, at the end of the game during the press conference, he's saying, you know, this one's on me. It's kind of the same thing all over again because he's had, you know, many seasons with unfortunate turnovers at the, you know, precisely wrong time. It's just he ends up costing the team the game. So they've got to do something, make it simpler for him. I don't know, maybe run the ball a little bit more, get a little more production. All I know is that deep ball is betraying him. And I don't know if it's him and Diggs not on the same page, which is hard to believe because Diggs had 10 receptions for 102 yards. So something's going on in Buffalo, whether it be Josh, whether it be Diggs, whether it be the coach. But I feel like they've got to right the ship. And it's not going to be easy for them. Not going to be easy for them. One final note on this game, like you said, Jordan Whitehead, 3 interceptions. Apparently he earned a $250,000 incentive bonus in one game.
Cha-ching.
Show me the money indeed. So, you know, glad. Congratulations to him. Get the bag. $250K heavier in his pockets. Don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah. That about sums that up.
That'll wrap up week number. Well, actually, no, we're going to go into some other games, but
yeah,
of the week, I guess you could call it.
Speaking of, well, we got to talk about your Bengals, man. We got to talk about.
Yeah, I'm glad just we spent so much time on the Jets because we don't need to spend much time on the Bengals.
Yeah, just a quick thought of your Bengals, man, because you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Take the floor.
We lost. That's it. No. Obviously, for me personally, I think we're a little too overconfident, borderline cocky at this point, and I don't like that mentality going into a season where you've got a stacked AFC conference, right? You've got, before the injury, you had Aaron Rodgers in the AFC now. Obviously, you got Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. No matter how dysfunctional they are, they'll probably be there at the end. You've got Kansas City, who's, you know, for all the people that want to say that the Bengals have got their number, I just, you never want to play around with a team that talented. The AFC is stacked. A lot of good quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson, if he stays healthy with the Ravens, that's going to be a big deal. But anyways, we did not come into this season, in my opinion, in the right mindset. Tack on the calf strain that happened to Joe Burrow in, preseason and I guess OTAs. And I'm just like, yeah, we're in trouble. Cleveland was our first game on Sunday, last Sunday, and we lost 24-3. Deshaun Watson showed that, you know, you may not like him, but this dude is talented. And this team, the Cleveland Browns team, is talented on defense and on offense. So Deshaun Watson finished the game 16-29, 154 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. I would say it's not his greatest game. He's definitely got some things to work out. And I think Amari Cooper actually did injure himself in that game, but hopefully it won't be too bad. He had like a weird knee injury. The field was just, I shouldn't say the field was bad. The rain just kind of messed up the field and people were slipping and sliding all over the place. Big story, a headline from this one, Joe Burrow. I think he's still hurt, in my opinion. I didn't expect him to play week one, but he did. He ended up 14-31, 82 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So, like, did he even play? I don't even know if you can count that as playing in the NFL. But, we'll have to go back to the drawing board, and hopefully we humble ourselves a little bit and understand it's going to be a long, long season. We've got the Ravens coming up next week. I know I'm a Bengals fan, so I'm not supposed to say this, but I count that one as a loss because I looked at almost everybody's AFC North, division projections, and they had like the Cleveland Browns at the bottom, the Bengals at the top. And I was like, I just don't think we are actually going to win this division. I just think there's going to be too much going on. Even a team like Pittsburgh that got killed and looks weird and strange right now, I feel like they'll get it together and they'll play spoiler and win some games down the road. So the Bengals have a real shot. I can't believe I'm saying this, and this may be overreaction week one, but we have a real shot to actually be the worst team in the AFC North this year. So if we're not careful, if we don't get it together, don't take this seriously, we'll see a lot more of these scores. Again, that score 24-3, the Cleveland Browns, some elves, as Jamar Chase called them, rolled over my Bengals week one.
Wow. I really felt the passion there.
Hopefully you felt the dismay and the sadness as well.
I did. But next week is always, next week is like they like to say, coaches like to say, this week we're 0-0. So it's another week. We're both the opponents are 0-0 until somebody comes out on top. So,
yeah. Can you be 0-0 on week 17 when you're 0-16?
I'll be there, still a 0 in there somewhere. So,
I just think it's going to be bad. And it's going to take a while. Calf strains are weird, and it's just going to take a while for Burrow to feel comfortable. he's already had knee injuries early in his career. I don't know. I've got too much PTSD from this team, but this could be a really bad season.
Well, let's hold on. And I guess we're going to transition to my team, who I feel the same way about, by the way. We have a potential shot to be one of the worst teams in the NFC East. and I'm just saying that because I saw how we played yesterday, and we struggled a lot in places we weren't struggling last year. Offensive line was a big. I'm talking about my Philadelphia Eagles, by the way. We have transitioned to a team that did win by thanks to the defense and special teams. Being that Darius Big Play Slay was able to get a huge pick six in the beginning of the game. I think it was early in the first quarter. Conditions were terrible, just like pretty much everywhere in the Northeast. It was raining. It was miserable. He picked off the ricochet and took it in for six. And that helped us build a nice lead. The New England Patriots fumbled the ball on their side of the 30. And that was the only touchdown that Jalen Hurts was able to throw the whole game to Devonta Smith. So we built a lead early, and just like we, our mojo was last year, we built a lead early. We just coasted the win. Felt like, because, you know, first and second quarter, if we're up at least by 15 or 20, which we were up by 19 by the end of the first half, we usually can coast it was 16-14. I'm sorry. Excuse me. At the end of the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a sloppy game all around. The offensive line was uncharacteristically not blocking like they usually do. I mean, uncharacteristic pressure on Jalen Hurts. It was tough to see. I mean, Jalen Hurts wasn't sharp at all.
Mm-hmm.
As well. I mean, he missed, like, there were quite a few times that towards the end of the game, third, late in the third, early in the fourth, where they played some of the replays back and Dallas Goedert wide open. Devontae Smith wide open. He had receivers downfield that would have walked into a touchdown, and he just missed them. Missed them, like, as in mentally missed them, didn't throw them the ball at all. So, again, this is week one. It's nothing to panic. There's no panic right now. There's no panic button. We managed to come out of this game with a win. I'm not necessarily confident in that win. Only thing that it proves is that everybody else was resilient. The defense played their absolute butts off. Even though the defense is very young and very inexperienced in certain areas like linebacker and safety, they still played hard. They still were able to slow down Mac Jones enough, even though he had a 3-touchdown game. It was just enough for us to squeak away with a win. The final score is 25-20. So yeah, I'm not very excited about this win, and I'm not excited about going into Minnesota, because Minnesota definitely doesn't want to go down 0-2, and there's going to be some interesting exchanges during that game, because last year we Darius Slay, they went out, they give him praise for basically shutting down Justin Jefferson. He had one catch, I believe, in that game last year, and we we demolished the Minnesota Vikings last year. This year is going to be a different story. And I believe a lot of that has to do with, like I said in previous discussions, if that defensive line is not getting after the quarterback, it's going to expose some of our secondary. And it really will if we cannot get to Kirk Cousins. If Kirk Cousins is comfortable, then they're running the ball decently well, and that play action gets started, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. But yeah, all that to say, everybody was at the beginning of the season was picking us to go at least back to the Super Bowl, at least to the NFC Championship game. I've got to see some better play. I've got to see some dominant play from the two lines. That'll give me a good indication of where we're going to be as the season goes on.
Yeah, man. You know, it's hard not to overreact because it's week one, and we're so excited that football's back, and then we want to make all of these projections and, you know, try to figure out the future of our team off of a very small sample size. But, yeah, there are some – I would say that what I saw from your game, I would be encouraged that you guys were able to pull that together. It seems like it was a very good team win, although Jalen did struggle a bit. But yeah, you know, there's always room for improvement, always room to do something better. You know, I keep thinking about Coach Prime, Coach Prime with Colorado, all these wins that he's getting now that he's 2-0, but he keeps talking about, yeah, we can play better. We can play better. So that's a mentality that you really have to have. You can definitely play better. I will say the case of my Bengals, you got to be able to play better because that was just garbage. There's got to be something you can do.
I mean, in your game as well, the weather was a huge factor. So
yeah, it affected both teams.
You know, that is, I mean, the only advantage, because y'all were on the road, right?
Yeah, we were at Cleveland.
So that was the only advantage that Cleveland had was their familiarity with being at home and having the crowd behind them. That was the only, I think that was the advantage to them winning that game. Roles reverse, if you're at home, maybe.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you said, the Burrow's injury is a tough one. So
yeah. It's one of those like nagging injuries. It's not that it's going to completely keep him out, and he's not much of a runner, but still you can, you know, you got to be able to drop back, right? You got to be able to move a little bit in the pocket. And we've struggled with protecting him with our offensive lines over the years. And yeah, man. Anyways, you know, it is what it is. Try not to overreact, but that's where I am. I will say this. You mentioned that your NFC, your team may be one of the best or one of the worst in the NFC East. But what we saw from the Giants this past weekend, I mean, you led with it as we came into the show. You led with it. The Giants.
I said one of the worst, not the worst. Not the worst. I said one of the worst.
True. Yeah, those. I expected way more from the Giants. So to be, what did they lose? 40-0.
40-0.0.
Yeah, it was a resounding scoreless victory, flawless victory for the Cowboys. So, yeah, good for them. Saquon, you might as well come on over to the Bengals. Because, I mean, Danny Dimes is not it.
We'll take anybody else that's not Danny Dimes and the offensive line. Well, we can leave all of them. But all the skill players, probably else we could probably – I mean, they're defensive – there's some of their defensive players we can definitely use, safeties and linebackers and so whatnot.
Yeah. Just a couple of quick scores that really stuck out to me. The Lions did beat the Chiefs in the season opener on last Thursday. You know, Patrick Mahomes is definitely going to struggle with his receivers, but I think they'll get it together. Nothing to worry about too much. And of course they'll get Kelce back. Another one that kind of stuck out to me as well was Dolphins. Your guy, Tyreek Hill, man, he is the truth. The cheetah is just running like crazy. Tua, you know, they said he was more accurate than Mahomes, and I didn't believe him, but some of those passes, man, his precision is spot on. So Dolphins beat the Chargers 36-34. I think they're going to be dangerous now that, you know, they're in the same conference as the Jets. The Jets are probably going to fall out of that playoff race. And so the Dolphins could be very dangerous there in the AFC East. And then obviously that Cowboys game, 40-0 shutout. Oh man. On the G-Men in New York. That game was in New York, right?
It was in New York.
No, it wasn't in New York. It was in Cowboys, wasn't it?
Nope. It was in the Meadowlands.
They had back-to-back games.
Yeah. It was in the Meadowlands. So yeah, it was embarrassment to football on a professional level, what they presented on the field Sunday night.
Yeah.
I did turn the game off at halftime. Cause I was just like, I stopped looking at it in the first quarter. I stopped looking at it and I turned the game completely off at the halftime because I was like, this is garbage. It's not that I don't like the Eagles or the Cowboys, which I'm not a big fan of them because, you know, obviously I'm an Eagles fan. However, at least show me some fight.
Yeah.
Like get a dog. Oh, no, that's not a good example. I'm gonna leave that alone. Give me some kind of a fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me a lion's share of you know, if you're in survival mode. Like that's what the Giants are in now. They're in survival mode.
Yeah.
If they don't win something,
mm-hmm.
Brian
Dabble,
whatever his name is, he is in jeopardy of losing that team.
That's like,
he is.
But wait, at what level though? In the locker room or in the front office?
Right now, in the locker room.
Okay.
Because there was no adjustment. There was no adjustment. The players literally quit on him on the field Sunday mm-hmm. night. They stopped playing.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but they stopped playing. I mean, the offensive line could not block anybody. Like, your technique just doesn't work. I mean, I know that Dallas has an amazing front seven.
Mm-hmm.
That is not understand. I'm not taking anything away from them, but you gotta be able to block somebody, like anybody. Like mm-hmm. They're not all going to be Hall of Famers. They're not all going to be Pro Bowlers. I'm sorry. They're not all that way. I mean, they could be after last night's, after Sunday night's performance, they all should be because every last one of them got to the quarterback, but they're not all Pro Bowlers. So I don't know, man. We watched a bunch of trash cans on the Giants side of the field play. So,
yeah. All I got to say is don't lose to them.
That's
true. Play them twice. Don't lose to them.
No, you're absolutely correct. I am, and that's what I said. I'm not going to say that we are going to be one of the best teams. We lost a lot. We lost offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. We lost some talent. We lost a very good offensive lineman. We had to replace, which he's a decent one, but they're very young.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, we've lost a lot of people. I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a huge lose for us to shore up that secondary. So we've lost key pieces, and so we've got to figure that out. But the biggest thing is we lost our offense and defensive coordinators. And going into New England on the road in the rain with all that, although with a Bill Belichick team that knows Bill Belichick is a genius on defense, he can draw mm-hmm. anything up and can scheme for you. And just to come away with a win, that's just
huge.
That was huge. But
big time win. They got that whole new stadium. Everybody was excited. Tom Brady was in the building.
Yes.
I mean, hey, y'all did it. Yeah, y'all did it.
But at the end of the day, hey, but not lose to the Giants, like you said.
Hey, man, divisional games are weird, so it could happen. You know, it is.
Weird for like, the Cowboys. Cowboys said, hey, division? Who division you in?
Yeah.
Who know you?
We'll see. Cowboys look like a team to watch. I think in a weird way, Jerry Jones or whoever the GM, acting GM is for the Cowboys, trading for Trey Lance was huge. I think it's going to put a fire under Dak, and he better come out, you know, swinging. Like, his job is on the line. Time is ticking. They've got to be able to get to the playoffs and win a playoff game and actually make a deep run in order for him to keep his job as the QB1 of the Cowboys. So
if the defense plays like that, they're more than capable of doing that.
Absolutely.
If they got to rely on Dak, we saw what happened last year when they had to rely on Dak. And I like Dak. I'm a very big fan of Dak.
Yeah.
But Dak's not going to carry that team to a championship.
Yeah, I'm iffy on Dak. For years, I've been iffy on Dak. But, you know, hey, show me something. You know, he's gotten paid. You know, he's dealt with injuries. I mean, this is the year. Show me something. So we'll see what happens down the line. But so far, so good for them. Well, anything else, man? There's one thing I want to get to. I want to give a shout out.
Go ahead. Shout it out.
Let's go. So we talked about the Jets game. It ended on a punt return for a touchdown, walk-off win. The punt returner was Xavier Gibson. He is an undrafted wide receiver. He was featured heavily in the Hard Knocks documentary on HBO. Just shout out to him, man. Being an undrafted rookie, trying to make the team, you know, make the cut, and then having such a big, big moment for your team that just had a horrible loss, like just a season-altering injury, potentially a half a decade altering injury to their quarterback. And he's able just to, you know, take that punt back. He's a shifty little guy. Well, not that little, 5'11", but he's a shifty guy. He can make people miss, and he did just that. And, you know, shout out to him. Shout out to all of the Jets, because who knows when your next win will come.
That is very true.
Got to throw a little hate on that.
Yeah, but shout out to him, man. He's a wonderful story, undrafted. Like you said, zero. I think he said goes back to being a zero-star recruit. I think he was a zero-star recruit. I think I saw an article on him about that. And
yeah, he played at Stephen F. Austin, wherever that
is. Yeah, and to work his way into from zero star to an undrafted free agent to get onto a roster spot is very difficult in the NFL when you have five stars not even getting roster spots.
Yeah,
and that just goes to show his work ethic, his ability to be coachable. And you may not be most talented person in the world, but if you have the wherewithal to want to learn, to do the hard work to get where you want to be, bro, the sky's the limit. You don't always need talent. You need some talent, but you don't always need talent.
Hey, Carson Wentz almost won an MVP.
We don't speak of him.
Wentzylvania, you remember that? Oh my goodness, we started this podcast with Wentzylvania.
Yeah, I try to block him out of my memory.
Yeah, those are dark times, dark days. But yeah, again, shout out to Xavier Gibson. Yeah, man, just coming from an unknown school in Texas to be able to have that huge highlight. He had a definitely a top 10 SportsCenter top 10 moment there to start out his career. So love to see that. Love to see the storylines. I mean, this is going to be because of Aaron Rodgers' injury, it's not going to be as interesting of a season as it could have been. But, you know, there's going to be, you know, headlines everywhere as, you know, other stories fill the gap. So I'm excited and I'm glad football is back, baby.
Football is back. And maybe on the next podcast, we might jump into some college because, you know, it'd be actually wonderful if both my college and my NFL team were
trifecta, high school, college, pro.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. My high school was not too great last year. I don't think.
Gotcha.
I keep up with my high school a little bit. Max
I should
Prep.
Look at mine.
Max Prep is a very good shout out to Max Prep. They're not paying us for this sponsorship, But
they should.
But, you know, I keep up with my team on Max Prep. And, yeah. So hopefully this year, the Tigers, you know who you are. Hopefully mm-hmm. the Tigers will go to state. I remember the last time they went to state was my junior or my sophomore year. Yeah, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful feeling. I didn't go to the game, but I heard it on the radio, and we lost to a Florida team in Lakeland. Oh, I just gave the team away. It's okay. It's fine. We just lost to Lakeland team, and yeah, but it was wonderful that we got there. 1B school, getting to a Florida state championship game. That was something to behold.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about. So sometimes you work hard and you get there, like you said.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Well. Oh yeah, tell the people what we got going on tomorrow. Hopefully, you.
So we probably will try to get we're gonna be live. We're gonna you're gonna see us for the second time this week.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna try to go live for a little bit for the Eagles Vikings game, barring any unforeseen circumstances that may arise. But yeah, we'll try to go live. We'll try to get you guys kind of, you know, enthusiastic about the Eagles and the Vikings. And yeah, that's one of our things that we're going to try and get up and running is some live stuff, some live games, and kind of interact with you guys. It's going to be fun.
Yes, sir. Maybe play some trivia. You know how we do. Make it fun, as always. Make it fun.
Grab a cup of coffee and let's get to trivia-ing.
That's a little late for coffee, right? No?
Decaf.
Espresso?
Oh, man.
Oh, decaf. Decaf. Oh, okay. I like
at least want to go to sleep at least by one or two.
True story. You got to stay up for the game, right? Yeah,
I hope the game doesn't go to one or two.
What time does it start?
I'm not going to be up
at 8, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to be up till one or two.
True story. All right. Well, you know where to follow us. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you. We are at YDKJ Podcast on X, formerly known as Twitter. That is so weird to get used to. You can also follow us at YDKJ Podcast on Instagram and YouTube, where we'll be live streaming. We can't thank you enough for listening. I was about to say, like, and to all a good night, but.
And to all a good night.
It's definitely not Christmas time, but it feels like it because football is back.
It's getting cold outside. I was a little chilly this morning, this afternoon. It's got a little chilly.
It's got a little breeze. That September breeze here in good old Tennessee.
I was about to turn into October snow. So
yeah. I hope not, but okay.
It's gonna work. But yeah. All right. It's good to see you guys. We're back. We will we'll continue this and tell your friends, and get some support. Hit that like and subscribe. And and we'll start getting some chats going too. We want to hear from you guys too. So yeah, anything else, Chris?
That's it. Take it easy. Peace.
Yeah. My name is Huber Maitland.
And I'm Chris Brown.
That's Chris Brown. We will see you when we see you.
Peace.